The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
But is there a right and wrong place to curse? There's a great piece in the London Times today by the journalist Harry Wallop, who says he isn't against bad language per se, but context is really important. Well, joining me now from the University of Limerick's Department of Psychology is Dr. Anne-Marie Craven. Doctor, you're very welcome to the programme. So when I was growing up, right, cursing was up there with the greatest sins known to mankind. I mean, that was instant punishment, but it has really changed, hasn't it? Have we become now a country of swearers? Has it become generally quite acceptable?
Well, I wouldn't say we're a country of swearers, but certainly there's been a lot of changes in how we use language over the past few decades. So if you think historically, the people we communicated with were in our immediate circle, right? And we weren't exposed to just quite so many people and what they had to say and what they had to write about. So we're probably exposed to more varied language these days than we have been before, which includes to some degree swearing. So it makes sense that swearing is becoming a little bit more socially acceptable, simply because we're exposed to it more. And the power really of a swear word to offend is because it's somewhat taboo. But if you hear it a lot, it's going to lose a little bit of that power. So as we're exposed to more language and more varied language from different places, from online and in work and so on, we will become a little bit more used to it, and it won't seem quite as big a deal as it has in previous generations.
So it will become more and more normalised by usage. Do you think it actually has a place, and do you understand what it is that people enjoy about swearing?
Yeah, it does have a place. It's had a long, long history, right? So it's not a modern phenomenon by any means. And swearing has been linked to behaviours or practices that are taboo in some way. So there's a great quote by one swearing researcher who describes it as if something in the world is taboo, then the word associated with it could be taboo. So historically, words to do with the church or seemed quite potent, right? And they would have lost some of their meaning over time a little bit. They're not quite as strong. Whereas now a lot of swear words are still not very original. They're often related to body parts, for example. I obviously won't list any words on air, but you can imagine, right, the different kinds of words people use. So words have always had this importance, right? But the reasons people swear can be really, really diverse. I mean, there's some research indicating that when you, for example, are engaging in something really physically active, there's some studies, for example, around planking or doing wall sits. If you swear, if you use your chosen swear word during these activities, that can help you last a bit longer, right? So there might be some sort of benefit in some contexts, okay, emphasize the some there, in swearing, because it helps you relieve stress a little bit. And there's some evidence it has some physiological effects that might have an effect on your stress physiology, but also your ability to tolerate pain. So swearing can have a function in some contexts.
If I'm doing a plank, I tend to be praying, actually. That's my response to that particular move. I do see there is a study which Harry refers to here from Keele University that's showing that swearing can actually act as a form of pain relief, that people who had their hands submerged in ice water were able to last 32% longer than those who didn't by using a curse word that I won't repeat on air because I'm not allowed to at this time of the day.
Yeah, and that test that is mentioned in that article is a very common stress test. We call it the cold presser test, where you submerge a hand into this bucket of ice water. And to be able to withstand this kind of stressor or this kind of painful experience, sometimes doing something that is cathartic, that you're actually able to do. I mean, if you're needing to keep your hand in the water, you're not going to be able to do much else, right? But using some sort of verbal cue to relieve stress can be helpful like that. And there's actually quite a few studies along those lines that link swearing to being able to withstand physiological exertion or pain in this kind of context. But there are also studies that find some other benefits, because when you swear, depending on the context, because it's a little bit something you shouldn't do, right? People assume when you're swearing that you're being genuine and authentic. So they perceive you as quite an honest person in that moment. So if you wanted to use that to your advantage, you might strategically embed the occasional swear word in something you're saying, to convey the strength of your message and the extent to which you believe in it, because an audience receiving this information will think, well, they must be passionate about that, or that must be coming from the heart if they're going to use that kind of language. So there's some physiological benefits, but also some social benefits depending on the context as well.
Okay, so it can signal honesty or emotion, or that you're a really authentic person, it seems. Does that mean then it's okay in the workplace?
So that's where I would draw the line. Okay, so workplaces can be very diverse places, and there's all kinds of organizational hierarchies there. So I'm not a big fan of swearing for that reason, and frequently, right? Because while it might have some benefits for you in that moment, in terms of, say, physiological exertion, or also conveying a particular message, other people might respond to it differently, right? So if you have a very mixed kind of audience, people have a different response to what you're saying. And also, part of the value of swearing, when it has a positive value, is the distinction between swearing and our usual everyday language. So if you're frequently swearing, it's going to lose its impact both for yourself and for other people. So if we're hearing swear words all the time, they don't stand out anymore. So we don't have a particular, they don't have an effect on us anymore. So I'm not really in favor of frequently doing this.
Well, however, is there odd occasion within the work environment where you think, yes, swearing is appropriate?
I would never say it's appropriate, but I would say people have sometimes used it effectively, if that makes sense. So it's conveyed their honesty, their authenticity, or it's captured the imagination, perhaps, or it's captured media attention. You sometimes will hear a leader using a word, and that will capture more attention than if they hadn't used that particular swear word. And there's also some evidence that it's people who are higher in a social hierarchy who can do this. So if you're an early career employee, going in and showing a full range of swearing and curse words is not going to help your case. But if you're quite senior, much more further on in your career, you can get away with that occasionally without having a negative impact.
So it's okay for the bosses to let out an old F every so often, but if you've just joined a company, maybe keep it to yourself, notwithstanding the fact that we're told time and time again to bring your whole self to work, for work to be totally inclusive, you should be utterly authentic.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a message I hear that much. I mean, you can be authentic to yourself, but perhaps leave certain language at home, right? Or in different contexts, because you can be authentic to yourself, but if you're working in a very diverse organization, or an organization with different age ranges, different roles, you don't know how other people receive it. So some of us are more used to swearing because we hear it more in our particular circles. It might be more common, and others are less used to it. So it's quite shocking then when they hear it. And there is some very technical research that indicates that when some people hear a swear word, because you have an emotional reaction to it, it can slow your processing a little bit. So for some audiences, like if you know your workplace very well, you'll get a read of what's common and acceptable there. But for some audiences, or where you're not sure, there will be at least some people who don't really have a positive response. So it won't help your case in those contexts.
Okay, I'm just looking at some of the texts that are coming into us here. I think Irish people swear as an expressive, as opposed to swearing as an expletive, which I would agree with. What about using, there's another text coming in, what about Mary Lou using the word feck in the dial? Is that okay to say feck or fouch, or some, you know, some play on the word that we all know that we're trying to say, but I can't say on air, and I'm definitely not going to, or I'll get into trouble.
No, and the fact that you actually have used those words on air shows that they are acceptable, right? But there's words that you could have used that you haven't there, right? Because you know they're not. So the power of the word is in how everybody else thinks about it culturally, and having a read of that. So those kind of words are much more acceptable, and that's partly why they've arose, right? So that we've been able to use them in place of something else. But there are certain words that are just not everyone will have a good response to. That's because, and if we all responded to certain words neutrally or benevolently, they wouldn't be swear words anymore. So that's another reason I'm not in favor of frequent use, because they'll lose any positive impact if you are using them all the time.
If organisations see the use of swear words sort of coming into their business more and more, what can they do about it, or what should they do about it?
I think it depends on an organisation's goals. So There might be contexts where it doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect how an organization runs. It might be culturally acceptable within the organization, and new people hired might adapt quite quickly to it. They might value this authenticity of expression, right? But then there are other contexts that might be more public facing where it's not appropriate because you don't know who's coming in and what their perspective is. So, for example, if you were working in a hospital and people with various illnesses were coming in and this was the kind of language used all the time, they may not appreciate it, right? Because it's not someone you see day to day. But if you're working in a tight-knit team that doesn't really have a lot of external interaction outside of it, that might be okay. So I don't think most organizations have specific policies on swearing, but there would certainly be policies or guidelines around appropriate workplace communication that would be important to consider.
Okay, so context is everything. Dr. Anne-Marie Craven, thank you so much for speaking to us on the program. We have a texter in. There is nothing so cathartic as a good string of expletives. Well, maybe that's something we need to do either in the toilets with the door locked or when you head out on your lunch break, as opposed to sitting around at a staff meeting.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.